your notes, everyone. And so I had this thought, you know, is will it help me progress? And immediately I knew, I was like, well, yes. And then it was like so obvious that Holy Spirit was just like, well, then it's a yes. And I was like, well, yeah, of course. So I got home and it was like 11:30 at night, and I get on there and I order my Peloton bike, and it delivers like 5 days later. And I have just loved it because of the progress I've made having a bike in my basement, where I'm not the type to get all like dolled up to go to the gym, but I'm definitely going to like brush my teeth, take my makeup off, and like make sure I have, you know, a coordinating cute little outfit or a tank over my sports bra. And there's been many days where I only have like 10, 15 minutes, but I pop down there, do a really quick ride. But how much it's helped me progress and how consistent now, you know, I'm still going out to yoga sessions or going on walks or going on a jog, but how consistent it's helped me. Plus their app is just awesome, right? You can log on to their app, like Meg is saying, their app is Rockstar, where it's like all kinds of classes and things. So I'm just thinking about that once again, it is truly about progress, not perfection, which, circling back, we all, a few of us have some check-ins on some accountability, right? And perfect's great, done is better. One of my mentors said that to me many, many moons ago. And I committed to this group, Power of Little Accountability, that I was going to learn how and do my very first reel on Instagram. And yesterday I'm at the hair salon and my cute hair girl tells me about this great app and download it. Anyway, nothing like the last minute, but last night I did get my reel done and it went up first thing this morning. If we're not friends on the Instagram, you can find me over there at Tiff Peterson. But I've been like, I wonder how our girl Kathy's doing. Andy and I had a funny text exchange last night, as we always do. And I was like, hey, we made some commitments. And it just, I'm coming into our session today just like so excited, so on fire. Because even though I feel a little like, I know my reel is not like this masterpiece and the perfectionist that wants it to be so amazing and like National Geographic level of photography and like, you know what, it's not going to be that way. But the power of progression, right? In our goals, in our bodies, in our businesses, in our relationships, and just living into that, and also the power of accountability. So I've said a whole lot already, but Mr. Goddard, good morning. Happy Wednesday. Welcome, everyone.
Hey, I think Tiff deserves a huge congratulations. I know there was massive resistance around the reels, and yep. I think, you know, we need to raise the roof a little bit. So way to go, friend.
Okay. Thank you, lovies.
Did you see that confetti? Did you see that confetti? Just confetti fell out of the sky.
Piece of confetti out of the air. Yes. Ding, 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 ding. If you want to celebrate for me, celebrate by putting a little citrus bliss in your diffuser. If you don't have citrus bliss, you could do wild orange. And if you have the vanilla, citrus bliss or a wild orange and vanilla, but that's to me very high energy, high vibes, happy, celebratory. And I like to also add a little geranium to my citrus bliss mix, but yes, celebration. But thank you guys, because last week in our, I loved our coaching session with Kathy last week. I felt like when we got off last week's call, my computer was smoking a little bit. It was like, oof, that was hot, you know, but we committed to grow. And I think we should do that again this week, where we say, each of us check into what's one thing we're going to commit to, because part of gathering here, the intention Anthony and I are so clear about is like, we want to help people create transformation, not just come together and like, it's fun to enjoy each other and to, you know, we chat and share ideas, but to create change comes from action. And so be thinking about, I love, he just put that question in the chat and here on Facebook, everyone, same thing is like, what's one thing you're going to commit to this week of whether relationships you're going to nourish, a physical health goal for yourself, maybe taking your LLV supplements every day or moving your body or nourishing five people a day or five people even in a week. It's just having some intention that stretches you a bit. There's so much power about that. I was thinking about this on the bike just this morning and thinking about sharing this reel and then being here with y'all. And I just thought, there's a Jim Rohn quote, right? Where he says, you become the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And the power of association matters. And like the power of being in this group and coming here to like nourish each other and get filled up and then go back out in our fields, respectively, in our homes and in our businesses and in our neighborhoods, and choose to add, you know, positivity and goodness, and how much the power of influence is on each of us. I might have to like shut that because I feel like I'm angelic. I'm not going to get translated here on the spot, just to be clear.
It's the Peloton glow. It's real. I love that so much. Isn't that true? You know, like, and that's part of the reason we hold this call is to invite you to commit. You know, like it's easy. It's not like none of us don't know what to do. You know, like we all know, but it's the deciding that sometimes is the struggle. And so what are you going to decide to do today? What are your commitments? And it's great to have commitments to others like us, but what are you going to commit to yourself? That's the big question. You know, what are you going to gift yourself through your commitments?
Yeah.
So great questions. Love that thought.
Yes. So true. And thank you for all the love in the chat box and all the great things that you're doing. And I just invite you to set two goals every single week, as one's personal, one's business. You know, as one personally might be in related to date night with your spouse, you know, or connecting with each of your children over the next week, where you have a quality interactive or little, you know, date or do something with that, or with your spouse, with kids, with family, or your own health goals, right? Or maybe you're in spring cleaning mode and decluttering parts of your home to then your business. And I love seeing several of you. Let's nourish your teams. Let's pour into them, right? It's just what we water grows. Is that's literally my refrigerator, the front of my refrigerator. This cute woman on the East Coast drew me this like handwritten, beautiful little drawing of this rose. And she heard me say that at a conference once. And it's true, what we water grows. And so water your teams, you know, water your relationships, water your bodies with just good nourishment and intention. And how much, hey, Bo, come here. It's okay. I have a guard dog this morning. But it's just like, yeah, what are we giving energy to, right? Where focus goes, you know, kind of thing, energy flows type thing. So I love hearing and seeing this.
I love Ashley's comment. I'm going to commit to growing my relationships with my team members through personal contact. I commit to setting important dates of gathering to my books, struggling with waiting for my seeds to grow. Not going to lie. It's the real deal, right? I just, my kids and I have been doing a little gardening project, and we have like 50 seedlings. They're all like this big, you know, and it's a long ways from harvest time. It's not a week or two away.
Yeah.
And that's the heat of the sun, right? That's the period of trial, of test. And that's part of every good thing. Is nourishing and waiting.
Yeah. So true. And thank you for reminding us of that. And I got to see Andy and Natalie last week and at their home, and I got to see this little mini garden project started, you know.
Pretty great, right?
You know, Peloton, next to your Peloton. And but it's just true. And I think that we all understand this concept when we bring up, you know, the law of the harvest is coming, plant and harvest, but much of life is found in the in-between those steps, the planting and harvesting, which is cultivating. And I love to ask myself the question, what am I cultivating? And I invite you to do the same, is being in the process, right, of it. And I love, years ago, I was introduced to the book, The Slight Edge. Have any of you read that book in your personal development journey at some point? The Slight Edge. It's definitely one of the most, I just love it, because he's teaching something so simple and therefore it feels doable. But he's talking about like the slight edge, where the small, like the 1%, you know, move the needle, or the 5% shift. Because a lot of times in our brains, we think, to get healthy and in shape, I've got to like move a whole mountain. or to really go to my next rank, I've got to move a whole mountain versus the chop wood, carry water that we've talked about here recently last week. But the slight edge, and thinking back to the question, what am I cultivating? Because even though you truly just have these cute little seedlings right now in your basement, the reality is, like, with time and cultivating, those will continue to bloom. What happens for a lot of us is we start something with excitement, right? We get out all the tools, we buy the seedlings, and we're all excited and stoked about it. And then we're involved for a few days or maybe even a few weeks. But then if we don't see the massive result, the number on the scale or the back office change significantly, it's easy to get discouraged. And then what do? We quit, we give up. And the bigger question is, that's why when we've talked about, you know, Atomic Habits, James Clear's work as well. And we've talked about here, again, the question is, like, what am I cultivating? What's the process I'm committed to? Loving the process, where it's just like, oh man, I'm loving the experience and I'm invested in the experience of that. But yeah, I love, again, in the slight edge, what he says, you know, these are simple things. And the trap of that, though, on the flip side is, on one hand, they're really easy to do. But because they're easy to do, they're also easy what? Not to do. Right? Like the example of, you know, hey, if I skip my morning ritual today, no biggie. You know, it's only 5, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. It's easy to do, but it's also easy not to do. You know, and it's just those simple things. It's just kind of like, if I have a cheeseburger and fries today, which I do that occasionally, it's like, hey, no biggie. But it's just lots of the little things, how they add up. So again, back to the question, is more focused on the effort of, like, what am I cultivating? So yeah, but thank you again, everyone, for the accountability. Mm-hmm. Because without the accountability, because there was no way I was going to show my face on this call when I'm like pushing y'all to commit and strive, which Kathy, we want to check in on yours, sister, too. Andy, you have a check-in as well. I already know the answer, but, you know, it's just like, there was no way I was showing my face here without, like, I got to follow through on this thing. And even if I'm like, well, you know, living my own coaching, perfect's great, done is better. Here we go. We're going to put together a first reel. Maybe it's a little janky, but or it's out there.
Hey, I think it's a home run. I love the fact that all of us are being invited to become story, like, mini storytellers. Mm-hmm. You know, like, that's really what reels are, right? It's like, it's more of like a real story, not like, here's what I'm having for breakfast, but like, here's a theme, like a real message. So anyways, I went out on a limb and I made my post for the year. So I hired a team, hired a photographer, and no, I didn't, posted a selfie of our family having dinner out on the porch. And so I did my part. So super proud. Kathy, would love to hear your accountability. Give us a report.
Hey, so funny thing, I stayed up really late last night, like mapping out the incentive trip and points and everything I would need to do, clarity, right? And then I said, oh, I've got that call in the morning. And I said, well, if I wake up, I'll attend it because it's really, like, really late and I'm really tired. Well, my son walks in at 8:18, mommy. And I was like, okay. Oh, big man's got some humor for me. So it was interesting. Like, I made that. And then the next day, like, I shared, well, just that day I shared, like, all right, Tiff totally called me out on my BS. My palms are sweating. Like, I shared it with a few, like, close people. And then the next day I totally got into, like, my old, like, just patterns of not doing anything. And so finally, like, 2 days later, I was like, ah, I have to find 8 people to talk to. Right. And I went to, like, the, I don't know what I'm supposed to say. And then all I could hear is her saying, I'm sorry, honey, but you know. And so I was like, knock it off. All right. So I just jumped in the 3 categories of what I was going to connect people to: inviting to convention, asking to host or attend a class, and asking about the business. And then I just started going through my list of who it was. And I only got 8 Well, I messaged a bunch, but only 8 kind of responded in that. So I didn't count the ones that didn't respond. But I was like, yeah, yesterday was like my last one that responded. I was like, okay, I got it. Like, I was really like, oh God, oh crap. What am I going to do? So yes, it was definitely very good. Kind of put my tushy on the burner. It also kind of let me see how unprepared I have been, but also how simple it is to kind of just step back into it. I didn't have to say anything fabulous. I just asked a simple question on social media. Would you rather host a class or attend a class? And then I took those responses and was like, awesome, cool. Or have you ever did this? And then I messaged a few individually, just checking in and sharing the excitement about convention. And so, yeah, it gave me enough fire under my rear to step out of my own head of, you know, you do know what to do. You're just scared. You're just scared. You're scared of rejection. You're scared that it doesn't work. You're scared that you've asked these people before and they're going to say the same thing, which really, okay, then go find somebody new. So yeah, it allowed me to put my britches back on and stop using excuses.
So proud of you, girl. Like, so proud of you. And I'm glad, like, that you could just hear my little voice in your pocket. It was carried with you. And you were like, that redhead's going to get me. I better get out.
It wasn't quiet. It wasn't quiet either. It was like, really?
If you show up on the call, I would be tracking you down. Like, I know your name. Andy Goddard knows how to find you for sure. He and I and my love and another friends of ours had dinner last week and Thursday night, and we were just talking about it. I'm like, I loved our coaching call this week. I just loved the session, loved everyone's real talk. I'm so proud of Kathy. I mean, it was on my brain. And then the fact I was like, dang it, I got to stretch now too. So I just like, girlfriend, we would have found you. I'd be like, hey, I'm on your doorstep. Hope that's not weird. But like, hey, where are you? Why are you hiding? So I'm really, thank you for normalizing it. Because again, a lot of times, how many of you can relate to Kathy that you tell yourself the story similar to me? I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to do a reel. I don't know how to call people, reach out. I don't know what to say. And it's just a smoke screen. And if we just get honest, now that we can still make a choice, like, I'm not going to choose to contact people. Okay, well then don't expect to have sales and results if I'm not doing that. And they just be, oh, I guess this doesn't work for me. It's like, no, you're not working for it. It's not if it works for you. You've got to work for it and face off. And I just appreciate like getting real with myself, no pun intended, but like, hey, the reality of that. So thank you for the real talk. It just, I think, is empowering. And that's really why we're all here, loves, aren't we? It's like, let's grow. Let's work through our limiting stuff. Because it's one thing I think sometimes as humans, we become aware of like, oh, I have this limiting belief. Well, that's nice. But one of my mentors, this, and it was like a real wake up call. He'd say the why is the booby prize. Meaning like when you figure out, well, why am I insecure? Why do I have fear? Why do I hold back? Or I play small because of this, or I have self-doubt because of this. Well, everyone has that stuff. And it's like, the why is the booby prize. You might figure it out. And that's not to say like, I'm a big fan of, you know, therapy and healing arts and different things that help us with our healing journey of why, you know, the things coming up. And yet at the end of, we still have to choose in like, okay, even if I understand that I have some of these challenges up for me or emotionally or this in my background, and to be gentle with ourselves about it, yet in the same breath, also clear is like, but what do I choose? Coming back to our choice point, what do I choose? And so I just, again, thank you for the real talk. Thank you for what I feel like is the heartbeat of true coaching, which is we future forward. We see who we choose to be, what we choose to do. And even with the fears and nerves, we move forward anyway. That's breakthrough to me. It's like, well, I still felt nervous and afraid because sometimes we're waiting for the fear to go away. Then we'll take the action. Where many times we got to take that fear by the hand and say, we move forward, we do it scared, we move forward anyway. So I just thank you for the real, because many people, how many of you can, again, see yourself through Kathy of like, oh gosh, the fears come up or the old stories come up or the, you know, I don't know what to do, which it's not, I mean, it just last week, and I just so loved that we could go there. I was like, oh, actually, I know you're a great goddess and you keep, this is funny, but I'm not buying it.
Yes. It was absolutely needed. And a part of it kept thinking like, okay, how would I tell my children writing like, mommy, I'm scared. I know, sweetheart. I know, but trust me, like, I know how to do that. Like, just pedal and keep your balance. Or I don't know. I don't want to do that. You know, all the times that they're scared and I'm like, it's okay. Like, it's okay to be scared. But how many times when I'm like, holy frick, I'm really friggin' scared. And I'm like, yay, let's just not do it. Instead of being like, it's okay. So are we going to do this now? Because exactly what you said, we could say it doesn't work or I'm not going to call. And then we're mad when we don't sustain silver, gold or our bonus. And then the business doesn't work because we always like to point fingers, right? Instead of looking in the own mirror. So no, it was definitely an eye opening. And I've been applying that every time I feel the overwhelm of like, I don't know how to reach gold. Yeah, actually you do. So why don't you want to? Okay. Yeah. Okay. So yes, thank you for your voice and thank you for your bravery and for holding up your end of the bargain.
Thanks for jumping on and reporting, Kathy. I love your comment about, you know, hearing Tiffany's voice, brought something up for me. For the last week, Natalie and I have had a little red robin bird that perches outside our bedroom window, and it tries to fly in through the window every morning. Like, it's woken us up every day for the last 7 days. And I'm like, now I know that's Tiffany. That's Tiffany's spirit animal, like, coming to remind me, like, her little voice through the week, like, are you going to do the thing? So thank you for that clarity.
Yes.
So good.
And I asked the question, how many of you have Tiffany scratching on your window? And I got quite a few yeses.
Yeah. Tip tap tap. Hey guys.
Thanks. Such a good thing.
Oh, so good. And yes, hello and happy springtime, everyone. It's just such a good vibe and such a good energy. And we have some other share. Is someone else going to pop on and join us? Because we'd love to move into some new coaching or something that's going to serve or support y'all.
Yeah, raise your hand. I saw Karen had some good stuff to report. So Karen, if you want to come on live, we'd love to hear from you. And anybody else who has a question or something they want to work through, just raise your hand. We love doing it live or post it in the comments.
Yes, I have this huge... It was being acknowledged from a huge crystal right behind me. You want to see a peek at that? Like, I mean, look at that thing.
Wow. So rad.
And P.S. no one's ever moving that out of my house unless there's like seven people because so it's legit. I bought it in L.A. I found it and a friend of mine was a crystal wholesaler and we were at a little after a gathering. It was years ago when leadership was out in Anaheim. And a team had brought me out there to do a training. And then I stayed to go to a gala. And I went to this crystal wholesaler. So this massive warehouse, you guys. And some of the crystals are like legit floor to ceiling. And then tons all sizes. But that beauty, it's citrine, like someone pointed out. And citrine is just a great magnifier. That thing just like spoke to me like, I get to go home with you. And I was like, and Tara Starling, Andy, had driven out there to meet me. Otherwise, there's no way that thing's getting on an airplane. Like, you're not checking a bag with that thing. And yeah, she had driven out there. So a few of us loaded it in the back of this rental car and she drove it home. And it was so fun. But yeah, welcome to my living room, everyone. You know why? Awesome. So Andy, you'd be proud of me. Here we go. Well, you'll be proud and you'll also be like, I can't believe her. So I bought a new MacBook finally in also December. You know, December was a big month.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
Yeah. So I bought this new MacBook and I realized that was December and it's April. So that's where it is just a little bit. But I've been on the same older MacBook since like 2013, almost a 10-year-old MacBook, you know, because it works fine. It's great. And like,
ish. I
have clothes and shoes.
It works fine, meaning I start Zoom and the camera doesn't work most days.
So this MacBook really needed to be replaced. Well, I've been in the process of slowly like deleting old files off the old one to do this transfer. Mm-hmm. Transfer. Well, now all of a sudden, like 2 days ago, my email won't work. So I'm on the phone with Apple Genius. Anyway, the boyfriend has both MacBooks and he did a data transfer for me last night. It is ready to go, but it's down at his home. It's down by you. So by next week, I'm going to be on my live new MacBook that I guess I've had bought a brand new MacBook for 4 months that I haven't used yet. Don't judge me. Technology. As we're clearly aware, between reels is not my strength. Like I know where my strengths are and it's not there. So anyway, checking in on that, I will be on a new MacBook next week too. So Andy, that is being handled. The data transfer, I got notification this morning that love, your data transfer has been done and we're good to go and you're set up for your new MacBook.
Oh my goodness. Can we just have a collective cheer of praise and hallelujah. Like, this is so magnificent. Thank you.
I know. I just like, sometimes, you know, you have these moments of like, what the heck? You bought this thing. And I mean, this thing was an investment. We also wanted to buy it by end of year, you know, for write-off purposes. But I was just like, you've had this thing for 4 months and what's going on?
Well, who am I to talk?
At the time it showed up, 3 months, just to be clear. So anyway,
I guess if I'm honest and look in the mirror, who am I to talk? And I've been paying for a house for 3.5 years that I still haven't lived in. So, you know, I guess.
We're just calling all of ourselves out today. Like we're just getting real honest. I mean, that house is looking, I love you so much. But that house is looking gorgeous. We did see it last week and, you know, it's made a lot of progress. It's coming.
And I'm ready to take my sleeping bag over there and just start living in it. You know?
Yeah.
No more waiting. So Kathy says our MacBook's worth, sorry, what?
And your little camp stove.
Exactly. Yep.
Take your crew on your camp stove.
Oh man.
So much.
So we do have a very serious question. Kathy's asking, are MacBooks worth it? I'm a little bit intimidated by them. Mm. And I mean, you know, you're asking the wrong people.
We're both Apple. I mean, we both have multiple, you know, the iMac and a MacBook Air and then the phone and like.
Yeah, in fact, Natalie and I are such snobs that when we meet somebody and we find out they're on Android, we're kind of like, I don't know if we can be friends.
I know. We have two girlfriends in our text thread, this massive text thread, who are still Samsung. No, I mean, we want everyone to feel welcome here, okay? You turn the whole text thread green and it just like, then it likes someone's comment, everyone gets that, you know, and it's just like.
Or it starts a whole new text thread if they reply.
iPhone for you. We'll just buy it for you. Can we? Yeah. Anyway, no. So we are definitely biased is what he's saying is we're in the biased camp. And so I've been on MacBooks for years and years. Love them.
Yep. Oh, I love it. Victoria's on Apple and her husband's on Android. So we have a mixed marriage.
Oh, Victoria. Yeah. I don't know. Like, I can date someone that's a BYU Cougar and I'm a Utah Ute, you know, I'm dating and engaged. And I mean, you'd think that might be a like deal breaker, like that's a mixed household. You know? I can move through that. If he was on Android, I don't think we could, I don't know.
Yeah. That's not, I don't know how you resolve that one. Okay. Ruth is asking, the habit tracker.
Go.
So let's see, Ruth is asking about the habit tracker, that Shelly's referring to. I don't know, Shelly, do you want to?
Shelly, can you pop on tell us, even if you don't come on camera, can you just go verbal on that?
Yeah. We'd love to hear how that works and how it's working for you.
I think that's a James Clear thing. Can you, maybe it's on his website too. Maybe she can elaborate to that or put it in the chat box.
Yes. Promise
you on camera if you don't want to.
Amy's saying she heard, oh, here's Shelley.
Okay, so the habit tracker that I use is just a printable, downloadable, Googled thing that I just printed. It was somebody had made it up, and it's a daily thing that you just check off. And as you go, it's almost like you get some sense of accomplishment from it because you're checking it off. And if you don't, then you're like, oh, crap, I didn't check that off today. And you literally see it because it's a pretty good size block.
Huh.
But I just
can
think-
we upload it somewhere so we can share it?
Yeah, I'll totally go get it and like put it in the chat.
That'd be awesome.
Put it on the Share Success page too on Facebook.
I can do that.
And you just can approve that as a post, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just for you.
Thank you, Lovey. I just love us. I love things, tools that help us be more effective, more efficient. P.S. Mm-hmm. By the way, my hair girl referred me yesterday to, you know, because there's different, you can make Instagram reels in Instagram. You have, you know, different ones, but she referred me to an app called Splice, S-P-L-I-C-E, Splice. And it was so easy to just drop in a little video, a little this, create some text. You know, so it actually, I was so grateful because I'm in the hair chair yesterday and I'm like, I got to make a reel. Or she'd seen my post about, I got to learn reels. And she's like, hey, this helped me. So anyway, just passing that along for those of you that's an area of interest for yourselves, but other great resources, I think. Yeah, it's like tracking our habits helps us, of course, you know, follow through on them.
It helps us be more aware too. Not just mm-hmm. accountable, but be more aware of what we do and how much time we spend on things. I'm in hypnotherapy right now in life coaching, and I'm in full-time school. So I'm learning a lot about the brain and what you can do with the subconscious and how much we actually have a lot of these patterns in our head that don't serve us. A lot of scripts, man, a lot of scripts that we tell ourselves that they don't serve us, they don't help us, and we can rewrite them. Pretty amazing. Yeah. But we first have to be aware of what we do.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm.
So good. Thank you for sharing that, Shelley.
Thanks, I love that. Amy's also saying, look at bullet journals on Pinterest as well for habit tracking. And Jacqueline, you have a great question. Do you want to come on live? You sent that just to host some panelists. Do you want to come on live and let's talk through it? Because that could be something very universal that everyone could benefit from. Her question around time management and scheduling and being a stay-at-home mom and how do we navigate it and boundaries around that. So.
Hi, yeah, I can be on.
Hi, love. Where are you joining us from?
I'm in Bluffdale, Utah.
Oh, okay. I've heard of that.
It's like by Lehigh.
I'm just teasing. I know. It's, you're just like 20 minutes south of me. So do you want to say and state your question for everyone just so we can kind of have a framework of what's up for you?
Sure. So I have a... I know that the first step of like building your business, you start with your schedule and you block out your time and you choose your time that you work. But for me, it's been kind of hard because I'm a stay-at-home mom. I work around my daughter's schedule, who is 6 months old. And so it's not very consistent. And I don't feel like I have any structure. I'm afraid of scheduling classes at the wrong time, that people won't come to them, or that I'll inconvenience people out of their schedule because I know everyone else is super busy. So that's kind of where I'm at.
Andy, do you want to talk first? Just because, you know, it's like I've seen you guys as long as, I mean, we started really connecting when Abby was just being born, and then, you know, Leo, and like having young babies, like she's got a 6 month old, like thoughts around some of this.
Yeah, totally. I love your question and you know, how do you fit it all in, right? How do you make this a priority and make space? Because if you don't give it the energy and space, then how can it grow? So for sure. And Tiffany's been one of our big inspirations with how to fit everything in. Natalie and I both have blocks around schedules. Like as soon as something is in the schedule, like we instantly resent it because it's trying to control us. Like somehow we managed to forget that we're the ones that put it in the schedule. And so anyways, it's kind of this weird relationship we have with schedules. So Tiffany introduced us to this idea of time blocking, which is basically like, let's first decide what are the big rocks in your life, to use the Stephen Covey analogy, and let's put them in first, right? So let's look at the schedule and just say, okay, in the morning of Mondays, I'm going to plan my week, or Sundays, like whatever chunk of time. And it's not a set time. It could happen, you know, between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. or 9 and 12. And then you just move through the big chunks, and then you're able to just go with the flow and fit the medium to small rocks around that. So that's been really, really a game changer for us, as simple as it sounds, because you know, once you're clear on what it is that actually moves your business forward, which is contacting people, then you prioritize that and make sure, hey, if my baby is taking a nap, then that's the highest priority thing that happens, you know, as soon as I have time available to invest in the business. So that's the big rock. Then if I have extra time after that, then I'm going to, I don't know, organize the oils, or, you know, go through some video training online. But you make sure that contacting the people is the big rock that happens first. So that's the really short answer to time management. I'm still not a master by any means of time management. I think a lot of it though is energy management, because you've probably noticed that at the beginning of the day, you start out with the highest energy and it just goes down from there. And so, well, at least for me, everyone's, I guess, a little different, but planning around when you have the best energy, I think, is more important than, you know, having a really meticulous minute by minute schedule. So let's say contacting people is, you know, brings up all the fears and it takes a lot of courage. So plan that around the time of day when you have the highest energy, you know, because if you let that happen when you're just kind of tired or frustrated or hungry, you know, it's going to be really easy to make excuses or to do it and not do it at your best. So I'm a big believer in energy management more than time management. But Tiff, you're the master Jedi here. I'd love to hear, you know, Natalie did this while I think we had 4 children when we started. So we've had 3 children since. So she's done most of the serious building with a babe in arms. I still remember we moved to Australia with our 5 kids. Our youngest was 3 months old. And so we're dragging little Talmadge around with us to every meeting, every training, every coaching session. Like it was, and this is in a foreign country. It was crazy town. And so you do what you can, and you let the rest, you know. Natalie, you know, we're big believers in trusting the process and trusting a higher power. And so Natalie's always saying, do what God requires and let the balance go. And so that's my our approach to time management. But Tiff, I know you've got like videos on your website and guides. So tell us how you approach this. I think you're muted, Tiff.
Okay, not sure how that happened. No, Andy, thank you for sharing that too, just because, it's not going to look perfect, right? And it doesn't, even though there's principles that we can teach here, you know, life sometimes lifes you. But I do find that by being intentional, having some planned time blocks, some schedule, you might need to enlist some support, you know, where you have an afternoon a week or two mornings a week or something where a nanny or support or whatnot helps you. But just giving yourself grace, right? That it's like, it's not going to be perfect. And, but having intentional time blocks, I think, is a game changer to what you're producing and what you're creating. I know for me, it's similar. Like I had a whole week, example of a whole week to produce and create a reel. And when was I doing it? Last night. So sometimes the human brain, right? If I have 8 hours to get a task done, then guess what? I will take the 8 hours or 7 days, right? Versus like giving yourself time blocks to say, okay, or I have a nanny coming once or twice a week, or when, if maybe it's around nap time or things like that, or even just, you know, again, like absolutely watch Natalie and Andy grow their business with literal little babes on their hips. And that's part of it. Cause probably a lot of the people you're connecting to are also parents, you know, and they can totally relate to that. And so, yeah, like Shelley's saying, maybe you could do a mom swap where, you know, you watch someone else's children for an, you know, an afternoon or a morning and vice versa. And, you know, just finding solutions in that way to the best of your ability to support you, but creating some intentional blocks of time. Cause I know if I've got 2 hours to get something done, right? Like, hey, I got to be out of here at noon and I got to get this, this, and this done. The intentional time block helps me get more productive. And that's what we're after, is productivity. That does not mean you need 40 hours, 50 hours, 60 hours a week. It just means, hey, I have some intentional time blocks where I'm nourishing the activity. I'm doing those behaviors or actions or follow-up or creativity. And so some of it's just having some grace. Because even when I'm planning my schedule and I have time blocks, you know, you have stuff come up. And, you know, but without the plan, it's so much more just random. Then the plan helps things work. You know, it probably goes to plan 80, 85% of the time. But I love, love, love the book Natalie and Andy introduced me to years ago called Essentialism. And really getting clear on what are my core essentials versus non-essentials, and prioritizing them, right? Because a lot of what essentialism's teaching is prioritization. Similar to what Andy was saying, energy management, right? Priority management over what we'd call time management is we manage around priority of like, my babe's a priority, absolutely. My self-care, priority. Nourishing my business, it's a priority. It's just finding pockets of time when that lives and that it gets our focus, right? And that we go, okay, this is what I'm creating. And when that's happening, there are several videos, though, as Andy was saying, on my YouTube channel, you can just search my name, Tiffany Peterson, and click subscribe. And there's several videos there that talk about time management, priority management, a video called Office Hours for the Entrepreneur that can help support you to be absolutely like similar to Andy, transparent. It's like, man, I don't feel like I'm a master at it. There's certain principles I know that when I live them, man, they really activate growth. But that's the thing is like, right, living them. And so coming back to that practice with some intentional creation and so forth, I think makes a huge difference. So thank you for asking that. I think it's a conversation that we're regularly myself over and over and over and over and over again, coming back to around being more intentional, focused, and, you know, more productive with my own time. So thank you for asking that, love.
There's another great resource I want to point you to, which is the business building guide. Oh, heck. Let me try that again. So the business building guide has a whole page dedicated to how to schedule your success. That's the title of the page. So if you go to the table of contents, you'll see it's on page 19. So here it is. So basically it talks about what are the core things to make sure you're getting the big stones in place, especially in the building phase of your business. You know, you might get to a time when you're just sustaining, but if you're seriously building, then this is what that looks like. So another great resource for managing time and energy. Somebody asked earlier about the belief levels and if we could speak to that. So the belief levels are this right here. So in all of our experience working with thousands, you know, we have over 700 diamonds on our team. And in working with them, we've noticed that there's a progression of things that have to happen in order for them to achieve certain ranks. And their belief has to grow in a progressive way in order to attain and sustain each of these ranks. So to build to elite, they have to have a firm belief in the product. You know, it's disingenuous to share something you don't believe in. To build to premier, they need to believe in the company and the opportunity. So they need to believe that the owners have integrity and that the comp plan is going to do what it says it'll do. To build to silver, you have to believe in yourself. To build to gold, you have to believe in your builders. Platinum, you have to believe in your team. To build a diamond, you have to believe in your why. Blue diamond, believe in your influence. And presidential diamond, your legacy. So, and then the right-hand column just shows the actions that you take when you have a solid belief in these things. So this is something that I came up with eight years ago and has been really useful as a framework. It's basically a self-diagnosis tool. So if you're feeling stuck, come to this and ask yourself, you know, what am I organically hitting and what can I do to solidify my belief at that level and grow my belief at the next level? So that's the belief levels in a nutshell. There's some great videos on YouTube that go into more depth. I think you can go to sharesuccess.com/belief to find those. I'll post that here. So yes, Robin's saying the business building guide is awesome. I agree. It is packed with so much goodness. And it's not just like lots of in-depth stuff. It's the basics. So really good stuff. Shelley's suggesting maybe do a mommy swap. That's for Jacqueline. So you can get some mom time and some you time. So good. All right. Well, does anybody have any, I think we have time for maybe one more question. If anybody wants to raise their hand, we are here to serve.
Hey, Andy, when is convention this year?
September 14th through 17th, and it is in person only. So that was announced at Leadership and doTERRA. We love everyone and we hold space for everyone. We know that not everyone can be there in person, and so we hear you. And doTERRA is sending a really clear message that there is power in gathering. And so that's the invitation this year, is to come be there in person, come soak in the love, the goodness that is in-person convention. There's just, there never will be a substitute for live events. So mark the date. I think registration opens, does anybody know that? I thought it was, I think they're delaying opening it because they expect it to sell out. And so they wanted to make sure everybody has time to arrange their schedule and then open the gates. So
September 14th through the 17th.
Yep.
Okay. Good to know.
And then somebody else asked, where is the business building guide? Here's the link to that. And there's also a certification course that doTERRA created. It's first class. I mean, it's world-class training that they have packaged in an online system that is really, really great. So called the Business Building Certification. And I'll post a link to that too. Is there a limit? Elizabeth's asking if there's a limit to how many people can come to convention. They're holding all the general sessions at the Vivint, and they're holding, I think they're doing the product showcase and I think breakouts over the energy solutions. At the Salt Palace. They've changed the name of the Vivint too many times. I believe the capacity at the Vivint is like 22,000. And I don't know if they'll be able to do the full thing. So there will be a limit, and they do expect it to sell out. I just don't know if it's 22, or I think one year they only made like 3/4 of it accessible. So it was more like 16,000. So no, Karen's asking, are they doing A and B? No, they're not. There's just one general session, and then the next day is breakouts, like Kathy's saying.
Awesome.
Yes. And Shelley's pointed out, we also have AromaTouch certification, which is so fabulous. I could tell you miracle story after miracle story on what AromaTouch has done for people. So great. Okay, Nicole is saying you have to place your name on a list to be notified. So that, yeah, definitely do that now. I would just Google doTERRA convention, and then they'll notify you when it opens up. Good stuff.
Such good stuff. Anyone want to weigh in on what you're going to commit to? If you want to put this in the chat box or in Facebook comments, would love to hear it. Let's all commit to something, whether, again, it's personal or professional or one for each, but what's one thing you're going to commit to for the next 7 days? That little accountability, again, as you tune into how you're going to maybe nourish your team or reach out or maybe prep for a class that you're going to host or social media or your own health and wellness goals. What are you committing to? I'd love to hear that in the comments and the chat. And really, like, take that to heart, not just it's like, okay, I heard that, that's nice. Moving on to the next thing of like really saying, okay, this is going to happen for me. I'm going to make this thing happen. So if you want to put some of those in the chat, I would love to see them. I'm going to look at that now. Okay. I love it. Committing to inviting 20 people to one of my classes next week. Oil games, says Karen, and swimming. Okay. Healing up your body. Birthday, reach out and hear and help others. I love that. Rasmali, I'd invite you to consider giving your brain a specific a number of how many people are you going to reach out to, right? It's similar. It's like I move my body every day, or I drink 50 ounces of water a day. I nourish 10 people in the week. I invite you to do that. Shelley, love that. Getting your team together once a month. Very clear, specific. Daily exercise, Nicole, I love it. I'm going to join you in that. It's just daily exercise and 50 ounces at least of water a day for me. Okay. 5 contacts, says Denise. Love it. BBG training. Esther's going to finish that up. Clean up the mess in your hallway. Love it. Prep for your class. Okay. Inviting 5 people to your class, says Nicole. Love it. Great commitments, you guys. Anyone else? Andy, anything you want on our radar for you, whether it's health, personal, business?
Oh boy, we have been so laser focused on finishing the house. That's my commitment, is to do the last stretch. We're on the home stretch. And so checking off all the boxes so we can not be saying one day maybe anymore. Mm.
Yeah, I love that. Kathy's saying, that's so valuable. Kathy's saying, but Andy, maybe one thing for you that just nourishes yourself because you're doing so much else. But Kathy's saying 30 connections. I love Jacqueline from our coaching today. She's going to nail down some of her time blocks and get help, a nanny support for at least once a week. Donate also a pile of stuff. Prepping for wellness week, inviting 5 people, says Nicole. Love it. Kathy, thank you for the ask. How about you, Tiff? I'm going to commit to move my body every day. I'm traveling again this weekend. And so that always adds that added, like, okay, got to get intentional about it, but daily movement, water for myself as well. I love that.
I'm going to commit to better rest. So I'm going to commit to 7 hours of quality rest every night. And I just ordered the Aura Ring.
Oh, yay.
And so I'm excited to track and see, you know,
yeah,
what I'm doing at night. Like, am I actually getting good rest? So.
Yes. Well, let me know how you like that. I have a few friends who've bought that and they seem to like it a lot. So I'm curious your experience, but.
I'm also committed to, now that I've gotten the message from the sweet little robin outside our bedroom window, I'm gonna let that robin know that we've got the lesson and he can move on to somebody else's window now.
Yeah, tip tap somewhere else. Y'all have a great week. We're so grateful to be with you. Thank you for the growth space. Thank you for showing up. So excited for the progress. Remember, truly, again, one of my mentors to me years ago said, you know, Tiff, perfect's great, done is better. And that's always like that little battle cry for me, or helps give me permission to take what I call imperfect action and just keep and making it about progress. So progress this week, right? Personally and in your businesses, but that's the intention, not perfect, progression. So anyway, we're cheering you on. Have a great week. We'll see you guys next Wednesday.
See you.